said to her, I'm in trouble and pain, every day's the same, I need help from you. She said to him, set your sail towards home, for the light I shine is reflecting you. And he sailed o'er the sea with the sun in the sky, and the moon came round and the clouds rolled by. Every day he looked out, set his heart on her, lighten up my mind, purify my soul. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me, oh. He said out loud, I want you to be my lighthouse, guiding me home and free. In the darkest night, I can look towards you, find comfort in the light. The reply he heard is, the light I shine is reflecting the light of you all the time. The light of me is the glory of you. If I'm a lighthouse, you're a lighthouse too. I call to you, amazing grace, lay these burdens down before you. See all of me, all of me, all of me, all of me.
Okay. Corinthians, chapter 6, verse number 19 and 20, New Testament. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. For you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. The body is the beautiful temple. Where the Spirit is lodged. The journey of pranic living is the journey of transformation. At the center and not at the periphery. We are at the center of our being, and what we do, our actions, our speeches, our service, our relationships, our affairs with the world, they are at the periphery. Here it is not the attempt to change the actions, to change the behavior, to change the temperament. There are two words in Sanskrit for repentance. One is Pashchatap and another is Prayaschit. Pashchatap means repent. I have done wrong thing, I repent for it. I stole, it was a wrong on my part. I was angry, I am wrong. So repentance is, what I have done is wrong, but I still remain the same. It is only under circumstances that this mistake happened. Even I am sorry for it. That is repentance. That is Pashchatap. But there is yet another word, Prayaschit. I don't know what is the English word for that, but contrition is the nearest word. Contrite spirit. So there is a difference. Pashchatap says, I was angry. I'm wrong. My action was wrong. I'm even sorry for that. But that sorry is just to defend the self-image. Otherwise, people will think that you are a bad person. So I have to somehow defend that image of mine. So I say sorry. But then again, I'm angry next time. The third time, the fourth time, the fifth time. Again, I commit the same blunder again and again. Even though every time I repent, every time I write a letter to Baba and seek pardon, the center remains the same. Prayaschit is a very deep word. It means that what I did was wrong is Pashchatap. I am wrong is Prayaschit. It works at the very center. It works at the being level. It is a deepest mental programming. Where you understand that this being has to be changed, not the actions. Once the being change, actions change automatically. It is not about eating this, eating that. Not eating this, not eating that. Doing this, doing that. We don't work at action level, manners, etiquettes, behaviors. No. We are working at a very deeper level of understanding. It is the revolution of understanding, not the revolution of actions. It is the revolt at the level of being, which happens in deep silence, in deep solitude. When you are alone and suddenly a realization descends upon you, a deep realization where the transformation of the being happens. And when such a spirit, such a soul comes out in the world, everything the person does is different. Somebody smoking from 40 years, he has tried all manners, but he has not got rid of it. He goes in silence. And in those still moments, something appears, something descends upon the spirit as a deep realization. And he comes out and he has already given up. Suddenly he is a changed person. So pranic living is about transforming at this deeper level. It is not about just change of diet. It is the change of consciousness. Where you have understood your body deeply, what it needs, what it doesn't. We are energy beings and we don't need anything except energy. We are beings of light. We don't need anything except light. What all other things which we are feeding, they are causing nothing but diseases, death, old age, heaviness, fatigue, tiredness, sloth. The moment you remove all those blockages, you are a new person. So it's not the journey of fear. If I don't eat, what will happen? It is the journey of love. It is a journey of deeper love. There is no other pleasure in this whole world than to have a clean body, to have a clean stomach, to have a clear mind, to have stable emotions. So today we are entering into 34th day of this retreat. 2 more days. Today we'll see something about loving this body and treating this body as a temple. As mentioned in the Bible, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. It has been given to you. Take care of it. You have to do 3 things with the body. Take care of it. Do tapasya with it. And engage it in service. That's it. These are the only 3 things you have to do with your body. Tapasya. Your body is for tapasya. It's not for indulgence. The more you indulge into sense gratification, the deeper the sanskaras of body consciousness become. You have to become more of soul and less of body. So you have to move towards soul, away from the body. Somebody is standing at the petrol pump or at the toll, facing towards Abu Road. This is the road. And here it is written on the gate, "Welcome to Mount Abu." So this person is standing and facing the other side and asking somebody, "How far is Mount Abu?" So how far it is? He might not reach also. There is a whole earth. Now if he has to reach Mount Abu, he has to just take one step, turn this side. Where is Mount Abu? Is here, right in front of you. Just turn. Full day, 180 degree. Just turn. And the destination is here. You shift the consciousness. What I want? Body or spirit? The spirit is right behind you. Body is in front of you. You want to go towards spirit, but you are moving in the direction of body. How will you reach the spirit? You eat, you move towards body. You don't eat, you move towards spirit. Eating is body consciousness, fasting is soul consciousness. Stay hungry. Get accustomed to staying hungry. And taste the nectar of hunger. Hunger is the sweetest sauce. Take care of your body. Don't indulge into it. Take care. See that it remains fit. See that it remains highly energetic and powerful. And you do not feed it with chemicals anymore. When I say chemicals, I don't mean pharmacy alone. Your kitchen is a chemical plant. A chemical furnace. Where you cook chemicals. To be put into your system to destroy it. So take care of your body. Second, do tapasya with it. It is to sit and experience soul bodilessness. And tapasya is not about chanting, about repeating, about taking self-respect, about classes, listening or writing or doing service or churning alone. Soul consciousness should be the result rather than an effort. Right now it is an effort. I am soul. I am all powerful soul. I am this soul and I am that soul. We have so many adjectives. But in spite of all that, the experience of soul is almost nil. The only experience we have is the experience of the body. If there is a slight needle prick, so much pain. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said twice, Yad Rakhna. Remember one thing. What is that? If your yoga is not okay or good, you will not experience happiness. Sukh ki bhasana. You will not get. So yoga, what is the real experience of yoga? Is it just to sit and keep on narrating, keep on relating, keep on saying, keep on repeating, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul, while you are all the time body? It is the lips only are uttering, I am soul. The whole body is saying, keep on saying, you are soul. I know I am body, but you do what you want. The whole of this body is saying that, the whole of the being is saying that I am body. 1% is saying that I am soul, and that too only for 5-10 minutes in 24 hours. And you want to have a deeper stages of yoga and experience. You don't have to go to any place. You don't have to go to Himalayas. You don't have to even go to far off places and observe silence for some time, long time, for tapasya. Tapasya is only about one thing. Food freedom. That's it. There is no other tapasya than this. At least at this point of time of confluence age. The times were different 30 years back or 40 years back or when Brahma was there. But right now, the greatest Maya that is attacking Brahmins is this. Your Brahma Bhojan has hijacked your tapasya. So there are 7 things to love the body. First, what you put into this temple. This is a temple. So in the temple, they offer very clear, clean bhog, sattvic bhog to God. So here, if this is temple, you have to offer it very, very healthy food. And the healthy food is the food with highest vibrations. Pure vibrations. Mixed, filled with love of God. So the first thing is diet, and diet should be, let it come to as natural as possible. Your freshly grown organic fruits, your vegetables, whatever you eat, just keep that on the palm of your hand and ask, can I eat it as it is given by nature? Keep your rice on your hand and ask, can I eat it as it is given by nature? The answer is no. It needs cooking. It needs boiling. Okay, you boiled it. Can you eat now? No. It needs salt. You put salt. Can you eat now? No. You need condiments. You put the condiments. Can you eat it now? No. You need something else with it. Some chutney, some sabji. So it needs the support of so many things. So that is not your food. Second, put wheat on your hand and ask, can I eat it like this? No. It needs the support of so many things. So it is not your food. So your pulses and legumes, keep it on the palm of your hand and ask, can I eat it as it is? The answer is no. So it is not So your grains are out. But grains are the deepest addiction. You cannot get rid of grains in one day. You might need 6 months or even 6 years. It depends on the level of consciousness where you are. You are deeply addicted to grains. There is a book, Grain Bains. You can read that. What grains have done to humankind. Brahmins, they don't smoke, they don't drink, they don't eat from outside. Why still they suffer from cancers? The answer is hidden somewhere in this statement of grains. Was agriculture in golden age? No. Only gardens of fruit, orchards. The agriculture started from copper age. The grains started in copper age. And because of the grains, the body has become diseased. In today's Murli, your body is filled with worms, microorganisms and rogi, diseased. In golden age, the body would be filled with fragrance because there were no grains there. The entry of grains in the world cycle and deterioration of man. You can try 1 week grain free and see the difference. The level of energy. You eat in the afternoon your rice, your roti, your chapati and your dal, and you feel like to sleep because they cause you drowsiness and sloth. You free your body from this and you don't need sleep much. You are highly energetic. So whatever you eat, keep that on the palm of your hand and ask yourself, can I eat it as it is given by nature? Yes, there are certain benefits of cooking and science talks about that. Agreed. But the toxins which are, the chemical composition is changed once you cook anything. You have fruits, you have vegetables, you have seeds. You have juices, you have greens, you have nuts. Try that. And in this journey of pranic living, gradually you will come to higher understanding, slowly and slowly. You have kept seeds with you for some time. But then you realize seeds also are not our food. All seeds cause drowsiness. Then, firstly you give up grains, they are all seeds. But then there are less harmful seeds like oats, corns, millets. You have taken there, that is transition diet, you can keep them for some time. Cocoa seed. Then gradually you realize, to kill a seed is to kill a generation. To kill a seed is to kill a generation. I eat a fruit, I don't want to kill the seed also now. You are moving into higher planes of consciousness, of spirituality. You cannot harm anyone now. You know what is the real definition of fruitarian? What fruit is in front of you to eat, that is not fruitarian. From where it is coming? Is it plucked or it is fallen on the ground? The real fruitarian is, the fruit should have fallen on the ground on its own. One. At night. In full moon. In the presence and collected by a virgin. That should not even fall on the earth. It should be so natural. That is, you don't want to harm anyone. If you pluck, yes, you can take permission from tree. Oh my tree, my dear friend, can I have it? Tree is not willing, but you are asking with love. So yes, it is granting you the permission. So the violence is less now. So you move from higher violence to lesser violence. though you cannot become 100% non-violent here. But at least try. And in the higher platforms, then you realize even vegetables, they are also flesh. So pranic journey takes you towards prana, which is the only food to be consumed. But you cannot come to that so fast. You have to gradually move towards, you have to accustom your body to that, living on prana. So first is what you eat. Second, more important than eating is elimination. If you eat once, you have to eliminate thrice. And here comes the role of enemas, which is called Sanjeevani. It is a life-giving herb. It cleanses your body totally. So at least begin this journey with this. Once a day, twice a day, thrice a day. The more you do, the better it is. The deeper you do, the better it is. The more you hold, the better it is. Now study what happens to the body. You are removing all that is left over in the stomach, all in the intestine, which is rotting and causing diseases. Gut is the source of all the diseases. When the gut is clean, no virus, bacteria can ever attack you. You enjoy perpetual health, radiant health. Otherwise, in a week, in 1 year, you suffer from cold, cough, allergies, so many things. And you blame it on atmosphere or food. I have changed the atmosphere. We came to Mount Abu Dhabi. The water is very hard here. That's why we are suffering from this. It doesn't suit us. It doesn't agree with us. It releases automatically, but your food is still not so clean. A time comes when the food becomes clean, you don't need all these helps. But till that time, you have to take support of these colon hydrotherapies are there. They cleanse the entire stomach. But then again, you eat the unhealthy one. It is just like Baba gives the example of buffalo. It is made so clean, but it goes and then it is wallowing in the mud. Again it is coming and somebody is cleaning it. Again it goes and wallows in the mud. It's just like that. The second is elimination is more important. The third is fasting. You have to put the body into fasting in between. And start with once a week, 24 hours. That's the best method to begin this journey. Once a week, 24 hours fasting, 6 p.m. to next day, 6 p.m. Begin this. It's very simple. If you can't do, at least do 20 hours, 18 hours, 16 hours, but do it. That's the beginning of the journey. And gradually increase the time. 1 day of dry fast is equivalent to 3 days of water fasting. 1 day of dry, no food, no water. And there are people who say, no, we can't do. But dry fasting is easier than water fasting. Water fasting, you keep on drinking water. And you feel I should remain hydrated. That's good. But the deepest cleaning happens with dry fasting. And dry fasting also hard dry fasting. When you don't even touch the water. There are two types of dry fasting. Soft and dry. Soft means you touch the water. In dry, you don't touch the water also. Hard, you don't touch the water. So third is fasting. Fourth is your clothes. Clothes, your attires, what you wear. They also make a lot of difference. How you love the body. Loving body means you treat it with respect. At present, people suffer from body hatred. They feel that he is so beautiful. Why I am not beautiful? There is a comparison. He is such healthy looking. Why I am not healthy looking? People are, their height is less or their height is more. They are thin built or obese, but somewhere there is a deep depression going on. They hate their bodies. Every body is unique. You have to love your own body. There is no question of comparison here. Somebody is fair, somebody is black, ugly looking, black looking, gray, whatever. Hair, whatever. They keep on comparing themselves. And they suffer. That is not about loving. You have to love your body, whatever it is. Love it. And another thing, don't hate others. That is known as body shaming. You comment on others' body. That's not an etiquette. So clothes. Your clothes should be well fitted. Not too loose, not too tight. Your fit clothes gives a message to the brain that yes, I love you. I love my body. But yes, yogi's clothes should not be very tight. Tightness indicates urgency, hurry, anxiety, panic, or it can cause bodily attractions. It should be well covered. The clothes should be well covered. The clothes should not be transparent. The clothes should not be tight. The clothes should not be flamboyant. Let it be simple. That is to love your body. The next is shower. Daily shower. There is something known as royal shower, or Shahi Snan. Once in a week you can have that long bath where you rub your body nicely. You massage, spa, whatever. So many things are there in that. But the most important thing in pranic journey is alternate bath, alternate shower. You begin with hot, end with cold. Always begin with hot and end with cold. No matter what the temperature is, even if it is below zero. You begin with cold, hot, but end should be always with cold. James Bond shower. This is known as Scottish shower. The moment you put cold water, it is a shock to the body. You feel a huge shock. You might start shivering, but that opens all the pores. And it is very difficult for you to sleep at Amritwell after such a bath shower. After getting a shock in your bathroom, it's difficult to sleep in yoga room. So shower is one thing. Next is sixth. Sleep. Three things are important here. Fixed time of sleeping. No electronics and darkness. Total darkness in the place where you sleep. When there is a total darkness in the room, no zero bulb, nothing. The melatonin is secreted from the pineal gland and you get deep, restful sleep. As far as possible, try to sleep on plain surface, and the best place to sleep is floor, not the mattress. You suffer from so many illnesses, backaches and problems, and there are a lot of studies now, science has come up with, they show the benefits of sleeping on the floor. And they have devised so many methods, the earthing mattresses, simple, just a thin. This is the best place to sleep, a small thin mattress and sleep. You have to take care of that. By different methods. You use whatever, you close your doors properly. Mosquito nets and whatever, you take care of. But if you can sleep for 3 months on the floor, all your back problems, all your neck problems and spondylosis and everything will go away. But initial 1 week will be a horrible hell. In the mid of the night, you will feel like to get up and sleep on the mattress. Because you are used to this, the whole back pain will start. You will not feel sleepy, you will be tossing on the bed, on the floor. And at 1 o'clock, you will sleep here. And when you get up, it is already 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. Your Amritvela is also missed. So there is a danger. But then, initially, but when you are accustomed, you will enjoy that only. You will not enjoy this. So, sleep, total darkness. No electronics as far as possible. In the room, then only you can free. And then last, fixed time as far as possible. So these are the three things about sleep. And last point, electronics. Electronics. There are many things in electronics, but just to name a few. First is electromagnetic waves and fields. So move away from radar, radio, television, wireless networks, ovens. Keep your body away from all these things as much as possible, first. Second is magnetic fields. Magnetic fields means industrial machines, generator, transformer, motors, all those things. They emit electromagnetic vibrations. The third is electrostatic fields. Electrostatic fields could be around devices or cables of high voltages. Magnetic shields and grounds you can use. The next is ionizing and radioactive radiations that can be found around devices emitting high voltages containing radioactive elements and around X-ray equipments. People keep on coming to hospital, they say we want to get an X-ray. Why you want to do? Just like that. Recently you had an X-ray done. Still they want an X-ray. They are crazy about X-rays. If you have got pain here, X-ray. If I am having this, X-ray. In 1 year they have 10 X-rays. Not understanding it, there are radiations in that. Very high radiation. Also CT scan is equivalent to so many X-rays. One CT scan. That is, you have to get a second opinion. But best thing is, you stay in such a manner that you don't need to go to hospital or doctors. You can go then just to say hello and hi, to meet as a friendly basis. But when your body becomes clean from inside, you don't need anything. You don't need anyone. You don't have to consume anything. Your body feels so alright all the time. No back pain, no this pain and that pain. No body aches, no cough, no fever, no diarrhea. Nothing ever you suffer from. At the most, you can have fractures if you fall down or accidents. So there is a question, can a breatharian get accidents? But a breatharian consciousness is a highly evolved spiritual consciousness. There are people who walk barefoot all the time in the mountains from 10 years, from 20 years, and they narrate that they don't suffer from thorns, that they don't get hurt by thorn, because the mind becomes so sensitive that you will keep your foot on that area only which is thorn free. Well, can a breatharian get an accident? No. Because you will get to know your mind has become so pure and sharp. Your senses are so high that you hear everything. The incoming dangers. The imminent dangers, you feel it beforehand. So it is not about that. It's a spiritual consciousness. I remember I walked barefoot for 21 days. 24 hours. I did not use at one place. And I did not suffer from anything. There was not a thorn prick, nothing. Rather, the mind was very sensitive. We walked in the mountains also, but not a single thorn prick. Because that became a habit. But you cannot, it's difficult to continue in this profession and in this place all the time, but you can try that. So these are the seven things about loving the body. The first, eating. Second, elimination. Third, fasting. Fourth, sleep. Sixth, clothes. Seventh, shower, and then seventh, last, electromagnetic radiations. Keep yourself away. So this is about loving your body really deeply. Om Shanti. Tvameva mata cha pita, tvameva, tvameva bandhuscha sakha, tvameva, tvameva vidya dravinam. Tvameva, tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. Hills and valleys and mountains make me feel one with nature. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods I feel I'm alive.
woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods, I feel I'm alive. Deep in the woods.